Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jennifer Houston, President-elect of NCBA. We're back with Jennifer in just a moment.
Whoa! Good morning, Mr. Rancher, sir.
Hi there. Can I help you fellas?
No, sir, but we can help you. I'm Ed.
And I'm Fred.
And we're the Parasite Patrol.
The what?
The Parasite Patrol. Dedicated to protecting your cattle from blood-sucking parasites.
Just how do you plan on doing that?
With these new TriZap insecticide ear tags from Ytex.
New TriZap tags combine three proven active ingredients in one easy-to-apply tag to stop horn flies, face flies, lice, and ear ticks dead in their tracks.
Plus, TriZap tags help guard against the growing threat of horn fly resistance.
Well, boys, I think you sold me.
Oh, you won't be disappointed, sir.
And neither will your cattle.
This year, ask your livestock product supplier for the triple barrel protection of TriZap insecticide ear tags from Ytex.
We're talking now with Jennifer Houston, President-elect of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Jennifer, glad to have you here in Oklahoma with the Roundtable for Sustainable Beef. Just got out this focus group that we heard of consumers talking about their beef buying habits, their attitudes about beef. What really jumped out at you?
I think the biggest thing that jumped out at me is just the disconnect between terms that we use and what the consumer's version of that term is, and how we've got to continue working on our side to talk in terms that they can understand and that they're familiar with.
The last question about hormones, they really got into that. They had quite a vigorous discussion about what their opinions about hormones and growth hormones, they call them.
They did, and I think it really backs up things that we knew, that there are a segment of consumers that are super concerned about that, and we have some that are not, that they consider that if, you know, the government considers it safe, they consider it safe. So, but it does show that we got some work to do with a portion of our consumers.
What kind of takeaways as a producer and, you know, as a marketer of cattle that you're involved with in that part of the industry, what do we need to be doing to maybe helping consumers get past some of these things?
That's a tough question with not an easy solution of how we've talked about telling our beef story, and sometimes I think we only talk to ourselves. We've got to look at new and different ways to talk to them, again, in terms that they understand. And things like here at the U.S. Roundtable on Sustainable Beef, as you heard, that wasn't even where they came when we talked about economics and environmental and community. They went to somewhere different. So we've got to look at that's something we're talking about, and that's something there's a portion talking about, but maybe the average consumer, that's certainly not a top concern at this time. Maybe
right.
It could be, but.
And of course, they were all about quality and price.
Yes. And quality and price, we know, are huge drivers, and they'll continue to be. And the others are, I think one guy called it warm and fuzzies, that they're great. But we need to continue providing those warm and fuzzies, that reassurance that they can buy this and feel good about it. I think one message that resonated, and how we get it out, I'm not sure, is I think they all said, if you as farmers and ranchers would buy it, eat it, and feed it to your children, then we feel okay doing that. So how we get that message out, I'm not sure, but I think that was a really telling message to the credibility of farmers and ranchers.
I think it was interesting when they were talking about a little bit of comparison between various proteins. They like beef.
Oh, absolutely. I don't know if they handpicked this consumer panel or not, but we got a consumer panel that absolutely thought beef was the top protein, so we're absolutely glad to hear that.
You know, as you come on up through the chairs, you're going to be working obviously on the policy side, but also with the Federation. And these are the type of things that the Federation is trying to address through the checkoff.
Right, and we do consumer research with our contractor at NCBA to the beef checkoff. And so probably to our market research department, this stuff was not as eye-opening as maybe it's been to me. But market research is absolutely key to everything we do, because no matter what we think as farmers and ranchers or people that sit on the committees, if it doesn't resonate with consumers, then we don't need to be doing it, or we need to be packaging it in a different way.
NCBA President-elect Jennifer Houston. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the Hall Coyote Hills Ranch annual Limb Flex and Limousine Production Sale Saturday, May 5th. 1 o'clock at the ranch, 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga, Oklahoma on Highway 5. Featuring 30 fall calving cow-calf pairs, many with show heifer prospects at side, 20 spring calving cow-calf pairs, and many more. For more information or to receive a catalog, call 580-597-3006 or go to www.hallchr.com. Live online bidding will be available at dvauction.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.